What up, Compton Menace?
What's up with it?
Hey, it's a rapper! Probably because he's black and has a silly name, right?
Compton Menace.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got him once before.
He's the first person who ever knocked out 40 Glock, and on top of that, he used to be Games Knockout Man.
Sorry, didn't mean to stereotype. He's a thug!
No, he's a rapper, too. He raps a Lil Wayne in Game.
Well, he's got a great name for whichever career path he chooses to follow.
How'd you get the name Compton Menace?
I'm Compton, and I was in your driveway and in your windows before.
What does that mean?
You know, doing robbers stuff. Like, you know, jacking houses and stuff. Like
breaking and entering.
He's a gangster.
He's a gangster rapper.
No, he was a criminal.
Martha Stewart was a criminal. You don't refer to her as a gangster.
But all she did was hard time in federal prison for insider trading. Boom! It's time for a discussion of the ramifications of socioeconomic status on the judgment of crimes within a population, also known as Race War Wednesday, yeah!
You don't see a difference between Martha Stewart and some guy breaking into your house.
I see absolutely zero difference.
Zero difference.
And what I also see is a society that makes up and down excuses for one sort of crime, but other people that do another sort of crime.
She went to prison.
We never mentioned what a criminal she is.
Robert Downey Jr. is a criminal. Do you want to treat Robert Downey Jr. the same way you would somebody who breaks into your house?
Robert Downey Jr. actually did break into someone's house.
Do you call him a criminal?
He's got a drug problem. You're not scared of him.
Now you're distinguishing between
crimes.
I'm
not distinguishing. I'm saying you're not afraid of him.
That's not fair. Harvey was terrified of him. In Tropic Thunder. Thanks, Compton Menace!